Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. Picking up bubbly for the big ball drop can be done at any price. Of course, you can spend hundreds, but experts say there are alternatives to champagne for $20 or less. They include cavas from Spain, proseccos from Italy, champagne being from France.
But you can also find great crémants, you know, which are sparkling wines made in the same method as champagne from other regions in France.
Wall Street Journal wine columnist Letty Teague sharing one of her go-tos.
Louis Roeder actually has a California sparkling house in Mendocino. They make a Roeder Estate, and that's one of my absolute favorites. $20 a bottle, a little fruitier than their classic champagne, but the same talent and the same know-how. Between $30 and $50 at the most basic is a really good cooperative, Nicolas Foyat, which is always about $30 a bottle, maybe sometimes even a little less.
And when money is no object.
You know what? I love Rionart Rosé. The bottle is gorgeous. It's just one of the, and it's not, you know, it's a little less known. So it's not, you know, it's not like Cristal or Dom, which are wonderful too, but it's a little bit less well known. So Rionart Rosé. Also Paul Roger, their Cuvée Winston Churchill is just spectacular. That's probably 150 or so.
I'm Lillian Wu, and this is Fox and Food.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.